when you understand giants, the biggest architecture in the world takes on a whole new meaning. Every myth, every legend, every oral tradition talks about the time of the giants. You can't take a civilization in their own written language, whether it's Mesoamericans, whether it's Aztecs, Incas, whether it's the Cambodians, whether you name any organization, not organization, but civilization in the world, and they all have giants. And, you know, it's fascinating because in the book of Genesis, we're going to talk about disclosure and why this timing on what we're going to talk about tonight is so important on the giant that was found in Afghanistan. I'm talking about living giants that had to be shot. The bottom line is Genesis 6:4 says there were giants in the earth in those days and also after that, meaning after the flood, when the sons of God, the angels, came in unto the daughters of men, and they bare children to them. The same became the mighty men which were old, men of renown. Now that's the, I mean, you can't get into any mythology without the idea of celestial or heavenly beings coming to earth, having sex with earth women, and producing a race of super beings. Obviously, everyone knows the story of Hercules.
Sure.
And the thing is that you and I were fortunate to be contacted by a gentleman who's in the military that has a story to tell that basically he was charged with relocating the body of a dead giant that had killed a group of, what he told me on the phone was a group of army guys that had gone out on patrol, and when they disappeared and didn't come back, they had to send a special forces, a very elite team in looking for them. And what they encountered in the mountains of Afghanistan is totally amazing. May I just read the...
Truly a bizarre story.
Yeah, this is a truly bizarre story. Now, understand, ladies and gentlemen, this is an Air Force officer. He's an aircraft instructor. And the bottom line is he's in and out of Iraq. And what he's saying is that on a routine cargo stop to Afghanistan about 8 months ago, that he was asked to load a dead body. Now, this was no ordinary dead body because it was absolutely huge. I can only classify it as a giant. I'm reading directly from his letter. I can only estimate its size because it was laid out and covered with a plastic tarp. He or it was too big for the 463L pallet and was not only positioned on a diagonal but also a bit in the fetal position. The usable dimensions of the pallet are 104 inches wide by 84 inches long and has an empty weight of 290 pounds. In basic terms, it's a 9 by 7.3-foot pallet. We estimated this thing at about 10 to 12 feet with no problem. The load weight was 1,500 pounds. If we take the pallet weight off and approximate the weight of 60 pounds of the plastic and netting, we figured that the giant weighed 1,100 pounds. All I can say is this was a really big being. Its height was about as twice as big as a normal human. However, the thing I cannot properly convey is that his girth and width were also noticeably different. One of the loading personnel laid down next to the pallet, and the difference between this thing and the normal person were absolutely amazing. I believe it is something that cannot be explained nor believed unless seen in person. The first thing I noticed on close inspection was the smell of the thing. It was not completely unlike the stink of decay. However, it was a dirty, pungent, musky smell. The smell was undeniably unique. I would appraise its distinctiveness like that of a skunk, yet different. He said, I was able to maneuver to see several things upon the body. Now, here's where it gets interesting. I can confirm he definitely had six fingers on his hand. I was only able to look at one hand and it had dirty fingernails. His feet were absolutely huge. In comparison to my feet and boots, I would estimate the size at around 30 inches. He had on what I would call rudimentary foot wraps on his feet, made from canvas. I am positive there's no way there would ever be shoes made that would fit. I was surprised that his skin was very white, as I was expecting someone more of Arabic descent. However, the pastiness could have been attributed to his being dead. Now, he goes on to say, George, as you know, that this, and we won't read the whole thing, but he goes on to say, point blank, that they had some Marine Corps personnel that were riding along with the body that he called the babysitters. They had been with the giant from its pickup in the Afghan wilderness and transport to the base with a CH-47 helicopter. A babysitter, meaning one of the Marines, relayed to us that a team of Marines was out hunting for Taliban holdouts when they came across a small village near where this giant was living. The people were treating this guy like a god of sorts and revered him. They they, thinking they were protecting possible extremists, went up further into the mountain to look into the cave system. That's when the Marines came across the live giant. All they said was their presence really angered the giant. As big as he was, now listen to this, he moved like the wind. He ran to the mouth of the cave faster than they thought a person of this size ever possible and began throwing rocks at them. It was then a fatal mistake. The Marines killed him. And they talked about, they said this giant had the remains of decapitated bodies around his cave as well. And so, you know, basically, and by the way, this guy is in the military, active duty right now. He's a pilot. He's obviously an instructor, and to try to keep his identity, we can't say, well, this is John Smith, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
But here we have the instance, you know, the last time you and I did this show on giants, by the way, that's what he says. He said, I listened to your show. Can I read that part about
Yeah, absolutely.
Yes, I think it's important. He said, I would like to relay some information that would substantiate your research, Steve. I would have never in a million years done any research about the subject of giants until I saw one. I actually considered it an oddity, and for the most part, I tried to push it out of my mind. As fate would have it, a friend of mine taped the Coast to Coast AM show with your interview with George Noory. He had heard me mention in passing my seeing a real giant and thought I would be interested in what you had said. I listened to your interview and was floored by the absolute accurate description you gave of something I thought was merely an abnormality. So again, the people that say, where are they? Well, based on what he told me, this thing was flown to a secret military base in Europe. He said after a certain point it left his responsibility, but it absolutely blew him away, George, that there would be the cannibalism, the smell, the size, and the fascinating thing about this story is that when people look at the cover to my book, Genesis 6, from the way he described to me on the phone, this being, it looks very similar to the guys that are on the front cover of my book, with the exception of the grotesque nature of his face and the six fingers, six toes.
Well, he reminds me of Goliath from the biblical version of David and Goliath.
Absolutely. Now, what I think people have got to understand is in the book, Genesis 6, which is a compilation of over 30 years of just as much information. By the way, I'm working on the second volume, and that's going to be a mind blower. I've got one of the best illustrators in the world because, you know, unfortunately, the powers that be won't give me their color photographs, but I've got one of the best illustrators in the world drawing this out, and then an individual that has lived in that world drawing out, and he's a good artist. He's also going to draw out the stuff, sketch it out, so that people can get a feel for this.